Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that have been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformations. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Hey, welcome to Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx Speaker, Business Positioning Strategist, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 70 countries, such as the United States, Canada, all across Europe, and Brazil, and all the way to Japan, Malaysia, India, and New Zealand and Australia. So I want to thank you to those from wherever you are listening. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformation. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that has changed our lives and how we use that to then transform others and elevate their lives as well. You can listen to us live right here on Blog Talk Radio Network, Tuesday through Friday. I ask that you join our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community, inside of Facebook, and you can chat back and forth with the guests that I bring on the show right there in the community. I also ask that you subscribe to the show so that you do not miss an episode. Our show is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, Radio Public, Overcast, CastBox, the Google Play Music app, and the Himalaya app. Wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts, I ask that you please subscribe. And once you do, if you think that this show deserves it, please rate and review. On the show, I bring on entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, coaches, podcasters, authors, amazing people who are impacting the world around them. And my guest today does exactly that. If you have any questions for any of the guests that I bring on the show during our live broadcast, you can call us up at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. And with that, please help me welcome to the show my guest, Leah Bales. Leah, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you doing, Sean?
I am doing amazing. I'm even doing more amazing today because this episode has been 2 years in the making.
That's true. It has.
Oh, I'm excited. I am excited. We met at Steve Olsch's event, New Media Summit, in October of 2017. And we tried doing it last year. We had some scheduling conflicts and different things. But here we are almost a year after that, and we are going to make it happen.
I'm so happy and honored to be here. I love your show. I love the focus on transformation and the energy that you bring to it. And I'm just really, really happy to be here. Thank you, Sean.
You're absolutely welcome. And so the title of this episode is The Miracle Maker's Pathway with Leah Bales. Leah is a dynamic transformational speaker, coach, host of the We Are More radio show, and founder of the Miracle Maker's Pathway. Leah developed this life-changing system as she recovered from serious illness, bounced back from a rock-bottom year, created a successful career in holistic wellness, and worked with thousands of clients and students. Now, Leah shares inspiration and practical strategies to help high-achieving, high-caring entrepreneurs, professionals, and changemakers thrive in body, mind, and soul, so they can shine their unique gifts into the world and create the life and powerful positive impact they love. You can look her up on Facebook, LinkedIn, and go to her website at Leah, L-E-A, Leah Bales, B-A-Y-L-E-S, leahbales.com. Go ahead and check out the show notes and make sure that you connect with her on those social media links. Leah, the first question I have to ask after reading all that, I'm dying to know, what is your why? What is a deep why for what you do?
My why is love. It's love for this, like, wonderful, messy miracle of life that we all share. You know, this miracle of this amazing planet we live on and all the creatures and the amazing diverse people and the miracle that is each one of us. Each one of you is a miracle just as you are. And inside you are unlimited possibilities. You're just as you are. You're absolutely amazing. And there's always more eager to emerge. Those possibilities want to come out into the world. And I'm just in love with that process.
I love that. Wow. You know, I've had over 200 guests on my show, and that's amazing.
Thank you.
I mean, it's so clear, it's so understandable, and it's like, I just get it. You know, like, I resonate with that so much. You know, when you start off with love, I was like, all right, I like where this is going. And then I'm hearing it, I'm like, yes. It's so important. So important. Why does this mean so much to you? Your why? Why does this mean so much? I love the way you put it.
Well, I believe that there are great challenges in the world right now, maybe more than ever in human history. And I believe that each one of us is called by our own challenges and by the challenges in the world to open into possibilities we've never experienced before. And I really believe that's part of our evolution, you know, as humans, is to grow into more of who we are and to let the challenges temper us and prime us and help us find possibilities out of the box. We're not going to create the world that can be created by looking at things the way they've always been looked at and by doing things in the same old way we've been doing, our same old stories. You know, we need to create together and individually new stories and new possibilities. And I see a lot of evidence of that happening. And I love, in my small way, being part of that. You know, every time I'm with someone who feels like there's something they want to do but they can't quite, and we're able to identify what's holding them back, and very lovingly, you know, it's not forcefully, lovingly
right.
find the part that wants to move forward.
Got it. Again, very clear, very succinct. I understand it. I get it. Very cool. So tell us about a transformational moment in your life that happened and propelled you forward. It put you on the path to what you're doing today.
You know, Sean, that's such a great question. I love listening when you ask people that question. And, you know, I was thinking about it, and I was thinking that really my sense of life is that it's a journey that's about growing and becoming, and we're just continually getting these opportunities to transform. You know, so like they happen over and over, you know, as we become more of who we really are. And I often tell the story of, like, the illness that you mentioned when I was in my 30s, but there's kind of another story that was much earlier that was coming to my mind this morning, and it was when I was 17, I fell into a river, and it cracked open my sense of what was reality. I was hanging out with some of my friends at a river, and we were playing on the riverbank, and I slipped in, and I was swept down the river.
Oh, my gosh.
All of a sudden, I was out of my body, way up at the treetops, looking down. I was up there looking down at that little teenage body bouncing from rock to rock in the river. And I suddenly, Sean, there was this sense of, like, whoosh, time shifted. And there was this deep peacefulness, and I could see out above, and there was just this sense of peace and wholeness and timelessness.
Huh.
And then suddenly I was back in my body and I was clambering back up on the shore. Now that, those didn't even take very long. But in that moment, I realized there is something different that we are capable of. There is more that we are capable of. There are possibilities that we don't usually talk about. How is it that my body can be down there and I can be seeing, not in my physical eyes, but from above?
Right.
And at that point, I hadn't read much about that. That was a long time ago. I hadn't read about that kind of thing happening. But I was absolutely fascinated by it, and it propelled me, like you said, propelled me on a path of being, I think it was Sartre, the philosopher, who said, a passion for the possible. You know, what's possible beyond what I know? If this can happen, what else is possible in our consciousness, in our awareness within us? What are we capable of beyond the ordinary reality?
Wow. I've had a lot of guests on the show that have had these experiences that they describe coming out of their body and looking down and getting a completely different perspective and remembering that perspective even long after the event has happened. Like they actually have two perspectives. I remember this and I remember this, but I remember being above my body too and seeing it this way. Yeah, I'm fascinated by that. I've never had that happen.
And when you say that, you know, Sean, it makes me think of like the reports the early astronauts gave of looking at the Earth from far above and how that changed their sense of what really mattered. You know, they saw that beautiful little precious planet down there, and they had a deep sacred sense of wanting to care for it.
Yes.
And a much more holistic sense. Yeah.
I've heard that. Mm. Yeah, I've heard that. I don't know how I would feel, probably a little freaked out, maybe. because I mean, if you think about it this way, well, this is the way that my mind works. You know, we're going up. You know, we're hitting the rocket, and boom, boom, we're in space. You know, the planet's real big. You know, and the farther away you get, you're like, that's like how home. like why am I stuck out here? Like, it's not like, you know, I live in North Carolina and I'm stuck in like Seattle. Like, oh no. Oh no, 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 no. We are like a long ways away. Like, they just can't come get us. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so
right. It's hard to even imagine.
It is.
Yeah.
It's hard to even,
and in a way, I kind of had that feeling, oh, that's my home down there, my home body, my earth body, you know, right down there. That's where I usually live. And you're separate.
Yeah.
So I think all of us have these I know all of us have these experiences out of the ordinary, whether we call them miracles or mysteries or wonder moments. And I'm fascinated by these because I think we don't tell them often enough. And I've actually been at conferences and workshops and classes where I just opened it up and said, you know, invited people to tell what we could call their wonder stories or their mystery stories, you know, that beyond ordinary thinking, you know, the effect of prayer or experiences of people they've loved who have died that they've had a deep connection with afterwards, or a dream that happens, you know, and then something happens in reality. Because we're sometimes told those things are so weird, we shouldn't talk about them. But I think they're doors to parts of ourselves that we can activate and that can be really useful to us in our lives and in helping our world.
That would be a very cool podcast to listen to. The Wonder Stories podcast. Just out of the blue, out of the ordinary, like, no way this, like, the whole time people are listening to this, you're like, no way this happened. Like, no way,
well, on
right?
my We Are More radio show, I actually do that. I ask people for their wonder stories. Yeah, like, what's happened in your life? And then also, how do they integrate them? I don't know, Sean, do you have one that, I mean, and some of them are, people say, oh, it's just small, it wasn't that big a deal. But I think they are a big deal, even the little ones, because they make us remember who we really are. Is anything coming to your mind of something you've experienced kind of beyond the ordinary?
Yeah, when I think of wonder stories, it's like, dude, listen. Okay, look. I'm going to tell you this story, and I know it's hard to believe, but just listen to this, right? And it's always like, okay, listen, I'm going to, like, you got to check this out. Like, this is so crazy. You know, and people are like, what? Like, what are you talking about? Right? That's a story, whether it's good or bad or whatever. How I wrote my book, I guess, would be a wonder story. In January of 2016, I was like, I think I'll write a book. Like, I was just on my heart. Like, I'm just, you know, I'm starting my professional. I've been a speaker since 2009. With 2016, I'm like, I'm going to get paid, and I'm going to be this, and I'm going to, like, you know, I just want to take it to the next level. You know, I'm here and there, you know, a little bit. Wasn't really a thing, you know. I love doing it, and I was getting booked to speak a lot of places, but it wasn't like a big business. I said, I'm going to write a book. Well, I wake up in the middle of the night, panicked. I can't breathe. It feels like I'm literally being squeezed. Like, I feel like someone's standing on my chest, and I'm gasping for air, and I literally cannot breathe. I felt like someone was choking me. I could not breathe. My wife wakes up. She's rubbing my chest, rubbing my back. I'm gasping. I'm dying for air. And all of a sudden, it was like a fresh air just came into my lungs. It was like I just all of a sudden could breathe. It was like I fell, knocked the wind out of me, and all of a sudden I could breathe. It was within minutes. And so I was looking at her. I was like, "What the hell was that? I was like, what happened?" I'm like, "I don't know. I couldn't breathe." And I was like, "Maybe I have sleep apnea." Like, I don't know. I had all this flood of emotion. I write it all down. I journal. So I write it all down. I'm thinking about this. I'm like, why am I thinking about my third grade teacher? Like, what the hell? So I'm writing all this stuff down. Go back to sleep. A week later, 2 weeks later, something like that. It was a short time later. I wake up again, freaking out. Can't breathe. I'm trying to, like, fan air into my lungs. I literally cannot breathe. I can't take a breath in. I can't blow out. I'm just gasping for air. And then again, my wife wakes up. She's rubbing my chest, and I'm trying to breathe, and she's freaking out. And then all of a sudden, like, what is happening? Like, this is nuts. I start journaling again. I'm like, this is what I felt, and this is what's going on. And now I'm seeing my first deployment ever in 2003 in Iraq, and I'm looking at this, and I'm just writing all this stuff down. And a couple of days later, you know, I'm telling my mom, and I think I'm going to make a doctor's appointment. I don't know what's happening with me. And it just, every night I go to bed after that second time, every night I go to bed, I'm like seriously scared. I'm just journaling about it and I'm writing about it. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wake up. I don't know what's going on. Like, am I not breathing at night? Do I have sleep apnea? And so, you know, a couple of days after all this, I look at what I've written down and I literally had written like bullet points and like chapter points of a book. And that was the foundation of how I wrote my book.
It.
That's how I wrote my book.
I absolutely love it.
And my pastor was like, that was God putting all that into you. Like that was, I was like, well, you know, whoever says that they want God to speak to them, forget that noise because I almost died. Like I felt like I was going to die. Like I was like, this is – breathe. And then all of a sudden it literally – like I was trying to fan air down my throat like to breathe. And all of a sudden it was like a gush of wind came over – right? And then all of a sudden I could breathe. Like it felt like things were coming in and going out at the same time. It was like a wave came over me and then it was gone. It was like in and then out and I could breathe. And I'm like, what in the hell was that? You know? And and so even my mom was like, well, I don't know. My mom's like a devout Catholic. She's like, well, I don't know about all that. Sounds weird. Maybe she go get your doctor checked. You know? I was like, listen to this. I was like, I know what you're going to say. He's like, well, then why ask me? I was like, I just want you to listen. And you can see his eyes getting wider and wider. And he's like, what? Like, I'm not even joking. And then I showed him my journal. It was all scribbles everywhere. It was just random scribbles at like 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, he's looking, he's reading. He's like, that's God, brother. There's no other explanation. You know, all the emotion, like you wrote the exact feeling you felt at that moment in time. I was like, man, it was real. Like I was living that moment when I wrote that down. I was going from moment to moment to moment to moment within seconds. And ever since then, it's just, I've been trusting my intuition and how I feel in the moment. I can know if it's good. I know if it's bad. I know kind of the direction. I've just been listening to my inner soul. And since 2016, that's how I've been operating. I just listen to my inner soul. If it feels right, I go with it. If it feels wrong, then I don't do it.
I so love that. Thank you so much, Sean. That's incredible.
That's like
I love it. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And see, we all need to hear those stories because it's real. It's absolutely real, but we act as if it's not. We act as if we're less than we really are. And we are, you know, this mystery, this wonder that can pour through us, however we want to think of it. Oh, yeah. Yay. You know, it makes me think of the word inspire, because it means to breathe in, and it means, of course, to be elevated in your, and it also means in spirit. It means spirit flowing through.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man. Just like talking about that, I'm just like, oh, it's so crazy. Like,
it's wild, and what a ride! That's exciting.
Yeah, well, I'm not like a paranormal person. I mean, I don't like watching the movies like Paranormal Activity and like things like that. Like, I don't want to do it, you know. Like, God forbid if, like, no, I'm good. Like, I'm good. However, I just thinking about that, you know, I think it's more of the fear of the unknown. Like, you know, you want to believe in God or in a higher power or in a spirit or in a, right? It's fun to dream about if there's life on other planets until the other life from the other planet comes and tries to take our planet. Like, that is not fun no more. You know what I mean? So it's like, do we want to know like all of the wonders of the universe, or should we just keep on pretending and thinking and dreaming? You know, like, I think a lot about that. That's on my mind all the time. Do I really want to know? Like, do I want to know it all? Do I want to know the secrets of the universe? Or, I don't know. I think I like guessing, and I think I just like the journey more than if somebody just, oh, by the way, this is how the Earth came to be. You're like, wow, oh, that sucks. You know, like.
Well, I love mystery, and I think being in wonder and mystery opens us up to experiences, but I'm not wanting someone to, like, give me the final answers of what everything is, but more like it's a discovery, and, you know, I discover something by hearing you talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I believe that we, you know, to me it's not like, oh, you know, I need to go find out if there are flying saucers or UFOs are real, you know,
right.
But... Sure. Although there were interesting news reports this week that came out about that, with all the people in the military that have been seeing these things and have been told not to say anything about it. That was interesting. But that's not like, I don't try to go down and figure that out. But what I do think is, when we come to challenges in our lives, we often need to dig deeper. And we often need to tap into a bigger mind than our little thinking mind, you know, however we call that, and that our old stories and our old beliefs get in our way, and we need to find ways to open to a bigger part of our creativity and our thinking, and in however our beliefs are, opening to a higher mind, a bigger heart that moves through us.
I can't disagree with that. That just sounds amazing. So let's do that.
And when you're talking about like your intuition, I mean, that's, to me, really aligned with that. When I'm intuition and my prayer and, you know, opening to guidance, all those things are very closely aligned. It's like to something bigger than my logical thinking mind is, you know, I'm opening up to that.
Yeah, I agree.
Hmm.
Well, let's do this. How have you taken your why and your transformational moment and have elevated the world around you? I don't know, but I believe that pain is never wasted. I firmly believe that everything that you're going through right now in this moment is preparing you for where you're going to. And if you had not gone through that pain and that tribulation and that sense of overcoming of that adversity, I don't believe that you would be in the place that you are today. And so I always tell people to turn pain into profit or turn pain into passion, you know, all that stuff. So how have you used your why and your transformational moment to elevate the world around you?
Well, I so agree with you, Sean. You know, I sometimes talk about transform. One of my parts of my system is the transformation method, and we're transforming our challenges into miracles, or, you know, is one way to say it. And I think within every one of our challenges, everything we're grappling with, there is something like an invitation to grow. And I had lots and lots of stress-related illnesses as a teenager and in my 20s. And then in my early 30s, I had a serious immune system breakdown. And it was, you know, everything stopped. I had to drop out of grad school, and I couldn't take care of my kids very well, and lots of things. And just like you're saying, it absolutely taught me a lot. It took me on a healing journey where I studied with master energy teachers, Qigong and yoga, and, you know, like my really leading mind-body medicine people. And I learned to tap into the healing power in my own body. And then I was able to teach that for years in hospitals and, you know, various places to work with people with chronic pain and chronic illness, and to be able to tap into that extraordinary power of healing that we all have. And I love making it really simple. Now, so I did that for lots of years, and really the same techniques, they're mind-body energy techniques, they're minds, how we work with what we're thinking, and how, you know, we activate these innate powers in ourselves. Now I work mostly with entrepreneurs, creatives, professionals, helping them create what they really want in their lives, the impact and the success that really satisfies their souls.
Love it. Oh, I love it. And it's so necessary, too. You know, like,
and I think we can only go so far with our old patterns and our, you know, their patterns and belief systems that work for us for a while, and then we're challenged to change those to be able to grow into what we really want to create. So E. Cummings, the poet, said,
100%. "Pardon?" I said, 100%. You know, 5 years ago would have been 2014. In 2014. I started learning about something called resilience, and I started learning about fact-based positive psychology research studies that have been done about resilience.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, would have been 2009. In 2009, they started coming out with something called emotional intelligence and really talking about emotional intelligence. 10 years, or, you know, before that, or 20 years, you know, whatever you want to call it, 1999, suck it up, buttercup, right? In 1999, we're talking about suck it up, buttercup, figure it out, you know, tough love stuff, you know. Ten years later, in 2009, we're talking about, you know, emotional intelligence and deploying some empathy and, you know, maybe there's a different way of saying things and, you know, humanizing it a little bit. 5 years later, in 2014, we're talking about resilience. We're talking about mindfulness. We're talking about holistic. Now, it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
20 years
ago,
we were like, the woo-woo stuff was like getting made fun of. Like, oh, look at these guys with their legs crossed. Oh, God. You know. Now it's like, dude, you don't you don't meditate? Like, oh, my gosh, who are you? You know what I mean? You're almost a weirdo.
Absolutely. It's amazing. It really is amazing to see over the years things that were very fringe that, you know, we realize actually they're very practical. They're not woo-woo. They're practical. They're how we can up-level our lives and our businesses is by activating those parts of ourselves.
Yeah,
super
100%.
Practical. I am mystical, but I'm also super practical. I want people to leave every time I talk to them, like, what is an action I'm going to take? What am I going to do that's a little different and that will make a difference in my life?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. I love that.
Mm-hmm. You know, you were talking about resilience. I was giving a talk a couple of days ago about stress, and we used to talk about stress reduction. And now it's more like, well, how do we use stress? And I love the studies they were doing in Rwanda that were shifted from, you know, we all know about PTSD, post-traumatic stress.
Yep.
But now it's like post-traumatic resilience people are talking about, because people have some of the worst things in there that we could even imagine, some of them develop a resilience of character and of, you know, their mind and their body that they didn't have before.
Right. Yeah. What inside of my resilience program, we talk about post-traumatic growth, and that
love it.
Pain is never wasted. And so you must not like you can't just go through an adversity. You can't just go through the moment. You can't just go through a hard time. Cause that sucks. What you need to do is grow from it. Grow through it. Become wiser. Become smarter. Become better. Become more resilient. Right? Fail forward. That's what it's all about. Growing from the adversity and growing through that moment and picking up the things that say, you know, this is what I learned. Like, what is great about this moment right now? Yes, you got into a car accident, but what's great about this? I'm alive. Sometimes just might not be anything good about the moment. You know, I'm getting divorced or you lose a child, God forbid. You know, what's great about this? Maybe sometimes there isn't anything good about it, but acceptance of the moment will determine your resilience of that moment.
Yes, I so agree, Sean. I think of acceptance and also embracing it as an invitation to grow. Not like, oh, some, you know, not like God sends us these terrible things as invitations, but that within ourselves, everything does have seeds for us to grow and learn. And so to me, it's like embracing our challenges as an opportunity or an invitation to grow into parts of ourselves. And becoming more resilient and more courageous and more compassionate.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. I love that. So what's next in 2019? What are you working on?
Well, we just found out this week one of my daughters is getting married in September here at our place. So just as a sideline, that's scrambling to get ready for. Yep. They just got engaged last weekend. So that's really fun. Get married here on our property, so that's super fun. I've taken a little hiatus from my We Are More radio show, and I'm going to redo it as a podcast, and that's going to be coming out end of May, early June. So I'm excited about that.
Cool.
I have a new, it's called the Miracle Makers Pathway 7-week program. That's a nice way for people to jump on board and just get a taste, you know, dive in and learn what I'm doing. So I've just started the first round of that last week, and that's really fun. I'm just loving it. You know, going through the 7 steps that I use in my program and going through it kind of quickly, and people want to go deeper with me, they can. So, you know, my sense really is we are here to make miracles. We're here to enjoy this amazing day we have as a miracle and wake up, you know, to that and be in the state of mind and of heart and of body so that we actually help miracles happen all around us.
Love it. Oh, my gosh, I love that. Because, there's so many wasted moments. And my mentor, John Vroman, talks about being a moment maker. Sometimes there is no moment to be had. It is you who is the moment maker. If there is no moment to be had, you are the moment maker. And you can create these moments everywhere you go. I learned from him that whenever you go to a restaurant and the waitress or waiter comes to you to the table, they'll say, hi, how's it going? You're like, I'm doing well. What are you grateful for today? It's always his first question. What are you grateful for today? It throws them off. It's like, wait, what? Like, what are you grateful for? And they're like, let's see. You know, because they're not expecting that. Having an attitude of gratitude is scientifically proven to lower your anxiety, stress, and depression. Just being
and to raise your immunity.
And to raise your immunity. Inside of that moment that you have created, things are happening behind the scenes scientifically. I love that. You have just
I love that too. And to know that with a simple question, a thought, you know, that we are shifting our physiology and we're shifting the world around us. And we're constantly doing that. We're sending ripples out all the time, whether it's a positive thing or not such a positive thing. Bruce Lipton has a great quote. I love his work. He said, the moment you change your perception is the moment you rewrite the chemistry of your body. So when you're asking that question or something else that kind of does that pattern interrupt and shifts people into gratitude, even if it takes them off for a moment, you know, you're rewriting your own chemistry of your body or shifting that, but also other people then have that opportunity, like for their body chemistry, for their possibilities to begin to shift.
Love it. Absolutely love it, 100%. So let's do this. Let's do a shameless plug. You can plug friends, quilts, websites, Facebook, whatever it is that you want the audience to know and to do. Shameless plug moment. Go.
Thank you. I would love for you to come to just leahbales.com, and on that homepage, I have a gift that I believe will help change your life and change the world. It's called the Miracle Maker's Chi Power Quick Shift Formula. And this is just five steps that can help us anytime you ever, which most of us sometimes do, get stuck in that place of like pushing and powering through. Like you've got a big goal coming up, you've got a project you're working on, you've got a conversation you're in, and you get to that place of like kind of pushing and powering through. And we know that's not an effective way to do it, but most of us are patterned. And this helps you shift into using what I call chi power, or that creative life force. Kind of like if you think of the Karate Kid or, you know, a master martial arts person, how they can do things effortlessly. We can all activate that kind of effortless inner power in whatever we're wanting to achieve. So, Miracle Maker's Chi Power Quick Shift Formula. There's a little description of it. There's an infographic you can put on your fridge or your computer to just help you shift in to that more natural, flowing, creative life force to help you do whatever you're doing better and with lots more fun. LeahBales.com.
Wow. I love it. Awesome.
Thank you. Like, you're so great.
Like,
this
was
so much fun to talk with you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. So moving forward, you know, you said that you were practical. You help the high-achieving, high-caring entrepreneurs and professionals and change makers. Why did you decide on that audience? I'm curious about the high-achieving, high-caring entrepreneurs and the change makers. What made you pick them specifically?
Well, I guess partly it's noticing who seems to be coming to me and who I work with really well and who's just super fun to work with. You know, I love the high achieving, but I love it when it's got that big-hearted component. You know, it's like those of us in the world, you're certainly one who have big dreams here that come from your big heart, and you're doing it because you really want to help make the world a better place. And if I can help people like that do what they do with more ease and more joy and more impact, man, I'm a happy lady.
Love that. Oh, that's so cool. Well, as we start to end the show, give us a nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action today.
Remember that you are a miracle. You are amazing just as you are. And there is always more inside you eager to emerge. So you don't need to focus on the problems or what's wrong, but tap inside and notice that part that wants to emerge, that part that wants more room, that part that wants to be brought into the world. Maybe it's just a little action. Get quiet, tap into yourself, go where you feel really at home, at peace, either in your imagination or in reality, out in nature, wherever it is. And just feel yourself as a miracle, part of this whole miracle of the world. And notice what in you is wanting to emerge. What's next wanting more room? And follow that. Follow that inner impulse that wants to be born into the world.
Wow. I could talk to you forever. The way that you articulate things is just simply beautiful.
You're so sweet. Thank you. Thank you.
I just, Like, I don't, it's just the way it's articulated just sounds amazing. Like, I want that.
You know, well, like, you have that.
It just,
it's all in you.
It's amazing. You know, I know people who can write well. I know people who can speak well, you know, and articulate things, you know, and as a speaker myself, I really strive to do that. I'm like, I have to really have to nail this. Like whatever it is that I say, I have to nail this, you know? And, I could talk to you for forever. I want to thank you for your time. I want to thank you for sharing your brilliance. And I want to thank you for all of the life-changing, life-shattering things that you do to help people in their time of need. And, you know, I wish you the best in the rest of 2019.
Thank you so much, Sean. Thank you for listening, listeners. And I look forward to talking with you again. Bye.
Absolutely. So for the listeners listening, if anything resonated with you that me and Leah talked about, go to Leah Bales, BAYLES, LeahBales.com. Her show note, in the show notes, her social media links for Facebook and LinkedIn are right there. Connect with her. Tell her that you heard her on Life Transformation Radio. On her website is a place where media appearances are, and you can go and listen to all of the different podcasts that Leah has been on. And with that, please subscribe to Life Transformation Radio. We love hearing how we're doing with the ratings and reviews that you leave for the show. And like I said, connect with Leah. She is absolutely amazing at what she does. As we close, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you hold deep in your heart. And I call this living your brand. So until the next episode, live a great life.